This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of the program, that means we're actually here live in the studio tonight from beautiful and snowy Keene, New Hampshire. Although it hasn't actually snowed this weekend, there's still plenty of it on the ground. Welcome to Free Talk Live. I'm Ian.
I'm Johnny Ray.
And I'm Daryl.
Coming up tonight, we do have more of the continuing chapter-by-chapter book review slash book club thing that we're doing with Economics in One Lesson. Had a nice short chapter this week, so we'll hopefully be able to get into that.
Did we ever really finish Chapter 8 last week?
I think we could use a review on Chapter 8. We didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, so maybe we'll be able to do both Chapters 8 and 9 tonight. But, of course, your calls come first if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or you can also Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. So, Daryl, you actually had a pretty sad Christmas-related story tonight. Well, I would say it's Christmas-related because a lot of people consider this to be a giving time of year, maybe more so than normal, right? Although somebody made a strong argument last night that you really ought to be taking care of people and helping them out all year long, not just on this one time frame.
Correct.
But there's a church that has gotten into some hot water near Baltimore.
Yes.
For helping the homeless.
Yes, and I actually saw a headline from WSB, but there's a better story from the Baltimore Sun. And it's actually not as new as I thought it was. It was from earlier in December, but still, you know, worth talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
The Patapsco United Methodist Church in Dundalk, Maryland, has a long history of looking out for the less fortunate. The tiny congregation has served hot meals to the poor on Friday nights for 20 years. It opens a food pantry to the needy every week. It's again run its annual winter blanket and clothing giveaway, but one of its practices has run afoul of Baltimore County officials. An unwritten policy of tacitly allowing homeless people to camp on the church property. The tradition, which sees between two and more than a dozen people sleeping in tents or under tarps, depending on whom you ask, has drawn such vehement protest from a neighboring business owner that inspectors have cited the church for illegal use of the property as a housing unit.
Wow.
The offense could cost the congregation $12,000 in fines, about 10% of its annual budget. The Reverend Katie Grover, the church's pastor, says allowing the homeless onto the church grounds is merely carrying out her duty to care for the last, the least, the lost, and the hungry, as yeah. Jesus commanded.
Obviously. I mean, this is clearly, you know, providing a sanctuary for those who are in need is definitely something that churches are known for.
Yes.
And you know, if indeed there is freedom of religion, then one should not have to be abiding by these zoning rules or, you know, other ordinances that might try to control how one's church is being operated.
Right, and there's a meme that gets floated about online where it says, there are over 350,000 churches. Why are 200,000 people still homeless? Well, this is why. When
right.
churches try to do something, some busybody calls up a local government, and then the government comes in and says, you're not zoned for that. Give us a bunch of money, and then stop doing that.
Right, and it's not even stuff that necessarily happens on the church property. Sometimes they'll try to do something, let's say, at a local public park, like
right.
feeding the homeless. And we've seen situations in Florida specifically. I know there was Orlando and another one in Fort Myers where pastors
and down in, like, Fort Lauderdale, I think.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry, Fort Lauderdale, whatever. One of those forts. Anyway, there was a pastor who was arrested in Fort Lauderdale, it was.
Yep.
And then there was Food Not Bombs that was being targeted, and I believe there were some church folks involved with that up in Orlando, where they were literally arresting people for serving homeless people food
yes.
in a park. in Sarasota, where I'm from, on the West Coast, right about when I was leaving Sarasota to move to New Hampshire, this was one of the issues that the libertarians were confronting down there, was that there was an ordinance from City Hall that banned any kind of feeding of the homeless within, I think it was like within 2 miles of City Hall and within a certain amount of distance from any city park. So it was the same thing where there are these busybody know-it-alls who, well, we don't want to see those homeless people in our neighborhood. And, you know, they don't like the homeless. Right. It's really what it comes down to. And I get it. A lot of homeless people are not the most well-kept individuals. Right. They may have drug and alcohol addiction problems. They may be more likely to, let's say, commit a minor criminal act than the average person. But they're still human beings, and many of them are just, you know, honestly in a bad point in their lives and
right.
at a low point, and they could use some assistance. And these government programs or these government rules and regulations get in the way. And I'm interested to hear how this church is planning on responding to this, if they give any quotes in the story.
There are definitely some quotes from the pastor, mm-hmm. and they went to court actually this past Wednesday, and I have not seen any updates on that. But the guy that runs the Shore Produce and Seafood, which is right next door, Chester Bartko, claims that the church is, quote, unquote, harboring vagrants. He says he often sees people urinating and defecating on the church property.
Now, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess if they have to go that bad, but if the church is open, presumably, if they're allowing people to stay in the front yard or the backyard or whatever, or on the property somewhere, that they might also give them access to a bathroom.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The story that I read suggests that Charles Bartko is the guy who complained and started the ball rolling.
Oh, he's proud of it. He's proud of the fact that he complained about this.
Uh-huh. Yes. For Baltimore County officials, they say it's a matter of zoning. The county, this according to Baltimore Sun, the county maintains emergency support services for the homeless, according to spokeswoman Ellen Kobler. And then they mention the locations of two facilities. One of them for men can provide bedding for about 110 people, and one for women and families that provides 125 beds, case management, job skill classes, and help finding permanent housing. The shelters are part of the 10-year plan to prevent and end homelessness in Baltimore County, an initiative launched in 2013 to unite multiple agencies in developing an integrated community-based support system which will prevent homelessness and provide the necessary resources to end it.
So wait, so who was bringing up those resources? Was it the city?
The county.
Okay, so they're saying, well, you churches, you don't need to be helping the homeless people. We already have programs for that. So
right, but apparently not enough.
Indeed.
If people are, you know, still sleeping on the streets or in the church lawn, then either your service isn't what they want,
right.
so they would rather be outside, or you're not providing enough of a service.
Yeah, I would say it's one of those two. I mean, it's certainly possible that the government homeless programs are terrible, given that many government programs are generally awful.
Right. And what happens in New Hampshire is, you know, the municipalities have to provide some kind of shelter, but if the local shelter is full and somebody goes in and says, hey, I'm homeless, I would like a bed, and they say, well, sorry, we're full, but we can't turn you away, so we'll call other shelters, and we can get you a bed in Portsmouth, and we'll line up a taxi to drive you 2 hours to Portsmouth.
Uh-huh.
Well, there are some of the people that they might be homeless, but they still have a job. And, well, I've got to go to work tomorrow.
Right.
Well, we're not going to bring you back from Portsmouth. It's on you to find a way back. But we're not denying you services. We're just finding you something that's not here. So I don't know if that's how things are in Maryland, to where we're full, we can, you know, take you 2 hours away from here.
You know, one of the things that I really respected when the local private homeless shelter opened up here in town years ago, called 100 Nights, it was opened by like a construction guy, like by trade, he does construction work. And so he, you know, put this place together. It's downtown property, fairly close to Main Street. And there was a large room in which they had, you know, 20 or something bunk beds set up. I don't know how many there were, but quite a few bunk beds. And the city came in there and said, whoa, 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 you can't open this up. You don't have the right fire suppression equipment. And the dude went ahead and opened it anyway in the face of the city's threats. 855, 450, free. You've got more to share on this story with the city of Baltimore or some nearby town. I'm not sure which.
Dundalk
cracking down on a church just trying to help the homeless. Coming up.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us. is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live. We're here live on Sunday evening. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Also, you obviously are done with your holiday shopping, but now you probably have gift certificates. You probably have other things that you might need to buy stuff for yourself with. So if you've got, let's say, Amazon that you want to go shopping at, you can go and help Free Talk Live and get your shopping done at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Well, I don't know if the gift certificates work to get us credit, but either way, you should get into the habit of going to shop.freetalklive.com.
If it's a gift card?
Yeah. I think that maybe when
it's
you buy the gift card.
It's just a form of payout.
Yeah, but I think it's when you buy the gift card is when the payout goes to Free Talk Live. Like when the person buys the card for the person.
I think both.
The credit for that. I don't think so. But you might be right. So anyway, if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, either way, you get into the habit of shopping through that link, and it helps Free Talk Live. And there's also Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. So, we continue here. We're talking about a disturbing story, but not likely an uncommon one, if this were to happen more often. If churches were to actually give a portion of their property to the homeless, as this church in Dundalk, was it Dundalk?
Dundalk, Maryland.
Maryland has allowed homeless people to stay on the property and, you know, set up a tent. So it's visible, right? It's not people sleeping in the pews inside the church. This one is apparently upsetting a nearby business owner who's been snitching to the city. They are now issuing threats of $12,000+ in fines to the church.
Plus possibly $200 per day if the church does not cease and desist from allowing homeless to sleep on the property and also put up a no trespassing sign.
I think the $12,000 number comes from $200 a day times 60 days, and that they flouted the order. But they have the opportunity to make it go away by evicting the homeless.
And putting up a no trespass sign.
A no trespass sign on a church property seems like the most backwards thing you could imagine. I mean, generally
right.
The
church pastor does say if we put up a no trespassing sign, then who's welcome on the property?
It's insane. The idea is you want to welcome people into your church, not tell them to go away.
Right. The spokeswoman for the county, again, Ellen Kobler, says the neighborhood where the church is features fast food restaurants, a service station, a car dealership, and residential streets, and is not the place for such encampments. If the church was unable to demonstrate by December 19th, and again, this article was written
was
December 12th, so trying to do past tense on this, if they didn't demonstrate by the 19th, they would have had to have gone to court on the 21st, which is what WSB reported they did.
But we don't have the results yet.
Do not have results of that hearing. Grover, who took over the congregation in 2014, says she's just following the tenets of her faith. She cites the Gospel of Matthew, in which Jesus tells followers that God will one day separate the sheep from the goats by noting how each one treated the poorest and most despised among them. Grover says that others might not share her perspective, but that does not alter her mission. She says, as even my friends have told, homelessness can be scary. It's not aesthetically appealing to anyone. But these are real human beings behind these issues.
Right.
People with their own lives and stories. Let's not shoo them away.
All right. You're just going to move them somewhere else. If they're not allowed to go into the yard of the church where they can actually get some assistance by people who care, volunteers who actually are interested in assisting with these folks' difficult time, then they're just going to go off to some homeless encampment somewhere and do a bunch of drugs together. I mean, that's where they're going to likely end up is in other places where they're not wanted. At least they're wanted
right.
in this particular place by the property owner, but it's the other property owners nearby who really caused the problem by calling in the city gang in the first place.
Yes.
Well, the whole what the story highlights to me is just all the confusion attendant to public property, which are the roads around the public property that links the whole city.
Right.
So the homeless they're allowed to be on public land so they can wander through the city. But in my world, there would be no public property. And this gentleman, Bartko, if he didn't like the homeless people killing his tree, which I can certainly understand that, then what he would be doing is hiding behind a bush at night with a baseball bat. And it would be upon him to go and cave in somebody's head who was destroying his private property.
Well, now, wait a minute, Johnny Ray. Well, wait a minute. What happened to his tree? I missed that.
We've not gotten to that part.
Okay.
But he does claim that some of the homeless people were urinating on an apple tree and caused the tree to stop producing fruit.
I think what I got was that they had collected urine and just dumped gallons of it on this tree.
Wow. Well, he makes both claims.
Okay.
Now, that is a major claim. Now, of course, he is the one who's causing the problems for the homeless people, so that's not to justify what they're doing, but at the very least, it's understandable why someone would retaliate when they feel as though they are attacked. I mean, it's urine blowback, if you will, in this particular case.
Right. So instead of dealing with, what's her name, Cobbler? Dealing with the church...
Pastor Grover.
Yeah, so instead of manning up and taking his problems to the person who can you know, is the source of them,
right,
as it were, he goes and cries to the police,
right,
and has them do it for him. And,
which is typical these days. I mean, that's a problem.
That's the world we live in.
Right, well, that's the problem that the government has created. We're neighbors, rather than talk to one another about issues they might have with their property. They will go to the city gang and have a armed gang member come or an unarmed gang member come and threaten those individuals. In this case, it was a zoning officer, likely not packing heat, but with a threat that is ultimately backed by the police. If these people at this church don't do what they're told, there's a chance that men with guns will come and use some kind of force against them.
And if he's really concerned about, they're crossing over from the church property onto mine, mm-hmm, why does he not just build a fence?
Well, again, I understand why the guy's upset. I mean, if indeed they were coming and destroying his property,
right,
before he got on their case, then, he's got a legitimate concern.
Right, but... building a fence to separate the two pieces of property makes a lot more sense and does not use violence
True.
To
well,
solve your problem.
I mean, I don't know that it makes sense considering what the world we live in where we have the cops, because if you're building a fence, you've got to spend money to build a fence.
And he sees, I've already spent this money on the police. I might as well get my money's worth.
Yeah.
So, but on the other hand, if he were to build a fence, it would certainly deter some level of... interference with his property.
Yes. The congregation, however, has been around in that town for about 200 years. Seen livelier days. They're down to about 60 people in a sanctuary built for 500.
Oh, my God. It's got to be expensive to heat that. Actually, I do have an update on this story here, Daryl, from the town of Dundalk. And we'll share that with you coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Christmas Day, and we're here. Talk to you about anything that's on your mind. Talking, though, first about a story out of the Baltimore area. Dundalk is the town that is attempting to crack down on a church for allowing homeless people to just stay on their property. It's cold out. The homeless are generally not welcome in a lot of places, and this church is trying to give them a hand up, trying to help them out. Maybe, you know, I'm sure they're doing more for them than just allowing them to stay there. They are likely counseling them to some extent, would be my guess. It seems unlikely that, you know, they just let homeless people stay on there without the pastor going around and meeting them and, you know, talking to them and learning their stories and things like that.
Yeah, I don't know. The article doesn't really say.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't expect the article would necessarily, but you would think that a church is going to try to have an effect on those people's
right.
lives beyond just letting them set up a tent. And but, you know, the nice things are not getting rewarded in this particular case. No good deed goes unpunished as the town of Dundalk is threatening them with over $12,000 in fines, $200 per day for, what would you say, 60 days, Johnny Ray? Is that
right.
what you said? So they've come after these folks. They're threatening them. They say, you've got to stop this. You've got to put up a no trespassing sign. And, Daryl, was there more that you wanted to share from the original story?
Oh, there's definitely more.
All right, go ahead.
The policy is unwritten and conditions are anything but grand.
The policy against the homeless?
No. The church's policy of allowing the homeless to sleep on the property. So it's not a written, right. formal policy.
You don't have to have... the church isn't the government. So
right.
the church, and I'm not saying this for your benefit, but for those listening, the church does not have to be run in the same way that governments do. The churches aren't even required legally, as I understand it, to have written books.
Correct.
You know, the church doesn't have to file taxes. so they don't need to keep track of their finances beyond what is necessary for the church's own solutions. Whatever it is the church decides is appropriate for their operations.
Correct.
Is as far as they need to go. So if they don't want to have a written policy about the homeless, they don't have to. It can just simply be a meeting that the pastors of the church had, like, yeah, let's let them live here and then we'll handle it.
The homeless that do come onto the property sometimes sleep on a bench out front in a small rectangular yard in the back or in a semi-enclosed garden in the front of the sanctuary. Grover says she has no intention in throwing the county under the bus or even throwing her neighbors under the bus, but she said that God asked believers to draw a line for their faith, and she says the question is whether or not to welcome the lost represents just one juncture. Mm. She says paying the fine would be difficult. The church's heating system recently failed, and that's a problem that's going to cost about $80,000 to fix, according to one estimate.
Well, they said that it was a church designed for 500 that now has 60 members in
yes.
it. And I know that there was one church that was for sale here in Keene, right in downtown, one of the two main church steeples. If you look at the town,
yes.
there's two really big ones, and this is one of them. And it ended up, they listed it years ago for like $750,000 and came down and came down and came down. I think it ended up selling for just under $200,000.
And now the people that bought it recently are trying to sell it for a lot more than what they bought it for.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that news. So, we actually went in and toured it just to kind of check it out because $200,000 for a downtown church seems like a decent price. Well, of course, there's problems.
Yes.
And one of the problems is that it's an old church that's probably not that well insulated and large, and it gets cold up here. So,
yes.
you know, how do you, what's the heating bill on a church like that? And, you know, not only just the regular heating bill, now their system broke down and they're going to have to renovate that.
Yes. She says she will not post a no trespassing sign or call the police on those who sleep on the property. But beyond that, she says she's attempting to discern how God is trying to direct her congregation. For Bartko, that's the nosy neighbor that's rather grumpy, for him, the answer is pretty clear. His father, Chester Bartko Sr., started the Shore Produce and Seafood Company 50 years ago, just about the same time that the congregation erected its current building across his back fence. He and his wife took over the business in 1986, so apparently there is some kind of fence. Bartko says he's frustrated by Grover's stubborn insistence that she is doing God's work by sheltering the homeless. He says, I refuse to call them homeless. She's harboring vagrants. I counted 14 people there one day last summer. They live in boxes and tents all over the property. They're urinating and defecating all over the place. He says, I saw a woman in the yard who wasn't wearing a top. What do you think
My
that
God.
Does for business and for the neighborhood?
Well, it depends on your business, I guess. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I know a lot of places where topless women will attract business. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Marcia. She's in Albuquerque listening on Kiva. Hey, Marcia.
Hello. I wanted to say, well, there's a big problem. You need more affordable housing in this country, number one. I mean, 10 cities are popping up all over the country, and, well, the thing is there are people just who can't afford to pay the rent on their paycheck. When I grew up, the rent was only one-third of your monthly income because we lived in the Bronx, and I remember my parents paid $59 for a three-room apartment, and I had an apartment in Manhattan in the 60s for $200 a month. But it's a two-edged sword here because, let's face it, if they're quiet and they obey the law, that's one thing. But there are homeless people here in Albuquerque, too, that are violent. I mean, I would walk downtown, and some are sitting with signs just for money. But others, I have to go into the gutter. I'm afraid they're going to accost me or mug me.
Well, first of all, $200 in the 60s bought a lot more than $200 will in 2016.
You're right, but
so
wait a minute. I lived
in
Florida. And do you think everybody could pay $1,600 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment there? You know, people said they were paying it. No, they weren't. There were eviction signs where I lived, too. They couldn't pay it. And some people were on subsidized housing there. And there's another problem. Even if you have affordable housing, some homeless people want to live on the street. They don't want to live in an apartment.
That's true. Some people have chosen to live outside of sort of the standard living conditions of most of society, and they should be free to make that choice so long as there's a place where they're legally able to stay. And what I mean by that is they have permission from the property owner, not legally as in the government has given them permission. I think that's what gets in the way here. As far as your concern about fear of homeless people, if you're able to defend yourself, if people are free to defend themselves, they don't have as much to be afraid of.
Well, I'm not able to defend myself. I'm 70 years old, and if someone's going to jump at me or smack me, and I came from New York City originally and hit me or stabbed me, no, I can't defend myself like that. I mean,
if someone gets the jump on you, you're likely, the odds are going to be against you. But, the guns are sort of an odds evener. They help people who are not necessarily physically fit to be able to defend themselves against a more dangerous opponent.
I don't want a gun, though. I mean, even though I believe in gun rights and people should have them. But I sympathize, like lots of people have to go to work. Even here in Albuquerque, the rents are ridiculous already, and we make the lowest wages in the whole country. I mean, so what's going on? I mean, you have to have affordable housing, and these people, yes, if they're decent, I think they should have a place to live. They should.
Well, and shouldn't that be up to the church to decide in this case? Like, if the pastor finds out that there's one of the dozen homeless people on the property that's starting fights, then it's likely they're not going to want to tolerate that person living there for very long. I mean, you don't want to have somebody like that.
I believe that. I mean, if I had a house there and they started urinating and vandalizing my property, I wouldn't like it either. But I believe every decent person is, they should have a roof over their head and shelter. I believe in the American dream.
Thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to join us here, it's Christmas Day. We're live in the studio. We'll take your calls about homeless people. Should they be allowed to stay on this church's property? I say absolutely. It's property rights. Now, if you don't like it, there are ways to deal with it. Like, don't open your business next to a church, I guess. 855-450-FREE. Or get into a business park or a mall or something like that. It's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver. And that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on this live Christmas Day edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
All right, so maybe you waited too long and you need to get somebody a gift last minute, something libertarian, something to help them out on the journey to understanding freedom. Well, I would recommend Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. And, of course, you can watch it for free anytime you want over at victimlesscrimespree.com via YouTube. There's a link right in there. But you can also, and you can download it for, via torrent, but you can also buy it on DVD. And the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree DVD is less than 10 bucks at Amazon. So just go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. That should take you right to the appropriate Amazon page. It's also available, I think, via Walmart still as well. So I'm not sure where the lowest price is at the moment. Actually, here in Keene, you can walk right into one of the music and movie stores called Bull Moose, and it's there on the shelf for less than you can get it at Amazon. So if you look around, you might be able to find a better deal. But Amazon's nice. Pretty darn good. Amazon's good, and they're fast, and they'll ship it right to you. Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, about our friend Derek Jay getting arrested 5 times in a one-year time frame for various different crimes with no victim, and you can watch it all happen on DVD. Again, go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. As we continue here, it is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. Daryl, you're sharing with us a story out of the Baltimore area. Dundalk is the town that is targeting a church for allowing homeless people to just camp out.
Yes. And one of the neighbors, not happy.
Business owner.
Bartko is his name. He mounted a video camera on the side of his building that points to the backyard of the church.
Okay.
He says neighbors and nearby business owners share his frustration, but he's the closest and, quote, gets the brunt of it. His first move was to call the police. He says officers told him they could do nothing because no offenses were taking place on his property.
Okay, well, so he sets up a video camera, and if it's true that these men or women are coming over with a bucket full of urine and pouring it on his apple tree, which was suggested earlier.
Yes.
You know, if he's got evidence of that happening, then I would say that the police might be able to do something. So did he indicate as to whether or not this camera actually picked up any evidence of wrongdoing?
No. No.
So basically,
not at all.
He's got a theory that they poured. So, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not enough. That's not enough to go on.
The
you know
article,
what he should have done is he should have made some sandwiches and brought them to the homeless people and made friends with them rather than they're making them his enemy.
The article here says that even if the Patapsco United Methodist Church pays the required fine, Bartko or others in the neighborhood would still have the opportunity to call police or take other action, even if the church allows people on the property in the future. So mm-hmm. this fine isn't a fine and no more fine ever again.
Oh, of course
this is
not.
A here's a fine because you did something bad,
right.
And if you keep allowing it to happen, $200 per day, and neighbors can still call to complain. The pastor of the church, Pastor Grover, says she's still unsure how she might address finding a noncompliance. But she's keeping the congregation's options open. She says, I want a fair and just resolution for everyone, but one that doesn't forget about those people sleeping outside.
The update here from the Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com's Pamela Wood, reporting that Baltimore County has dropped its plan to fine the Dundalk Church, the Patapsco United Methodist Church, for allowing homeless people to sleep on its property, which the $12,000 fine for the code violation would have been 10% of its annual budget. Under an agreement worked out this week, the story published on the 21st, the church won't have to pay the fine in exchange for educating the homeless visitors about programs that are available to help them. So the government has, in effect, threatened the church with this fine in order to recruit them into being mouthpieces for the government.
Make sure you tell these 14
programs.
People that have come to your property that they can come see Big Daddy Government, and Big Daddy Government will take care of them.
Don Moeller, county spokesbureaucrat, says, our aim in this was never punitive. It was always compliance and to find a middle ground. Now, in order to have compliance, there's generally punitive, you know, factors behind the scenes, right? There's the
yes.
There's always that axe that's hanging over your head that says, if you don't pay this $12,000, then we can go ahead and tax sale your property.
That there's, you know, two portions here. There's do this
or else.
And the, you know, compliance, punitive, whatever the hell you want to call it, is the or else.
Now, the middle ground that the county bureaucrat here is talking about is the one where the church complies, the government appears to do some backing down, which is what they've appeared to do by dropping the $12,000 fine, and then they don't have to go in there with armed men to raid a church. So the government ends up still retaining most of its legitimacy in this agreement because the church hasn't put them in the position of having to enforce their fine on the church. The,
right.
You know, it can all be made to look like, hey, the two sides came to an agreement. It's an agreement. Everything here was voluntary. The church had volunteered to tell them about.
Here's an interesting question, and one that nobody knows the answer to today. What happens next week when the church still allows homeless people to camp in the backyard, and Mr. Bartko
calls in
gets his jimmies all in a tussle and calls up the code enforcement and says, they're still allowing people to sleep in their backyard. I bet they're not even telling them about the homeless shelter that you guys are running. What happens then? Do they then hit them with that $200 a day fine because you didn't do exactly what we wanted? You may have told them, but you didn't force them to come to our homeless shelter,
yeah.
So therefore give us money?
The news story here is very generic. It doesn't get into whatever the actual details are here. Presumably said agreement is also that they're not allowed to house the homeless anymore, but that's not specified in this news story at the very least. It does say that the hearing you mentioned in court was scheduled for Wednesday of last week. They don't you know, say what happened at the hearing, but the church set up an online fundraising campaign to raise money for the potential fine. Pledges had reached more than $1,500 as of Wednesday afternoon. The church will now use the money to, quote, further our care for the poor and marginalized, unquote, according to a post on the church's website. So that might actually be a place to look, is to see, you know, what sort of blog the pastor may have made after this so-called agreement was reached. But it's just always so sad. I mean, as Daryl, you and I are ministers in the Shire Free Church, it's just always so sad to see other pastors and ministers bowing down
yes.
to the authority of the state. I mean, look, you either believe that the church is not part of the state and the church is not regulatable by the state, or you believe that the church is underneath the state, that the state came before the church, that underneath God there's the state, or that the state is at the same level of God. And you know, those of us within the free church don't subscribe to that theory. The free church movement is about having your church outside of the system, not conforming to that system, not asking the system for permission to exist, not seeking 501(c) or whatever it is, exemption from the IRS, because that's just a scam, basically, that is being pulled on churches to essentially lock them into all these regulations that they otherwise wouldn't have to be subject to. The attorneys will tell churches, oh, yeah, you got to have 501(c)(3). You got to have it if you want tax-deductible contributions. Well, it's a lie. Churches can accept contributions, and they are tax-deductible because they're donated to a church. Now, I'm not a tax attorney, but I've read the IRS code that makes it crystal clear. You do yes. not have to have a 501(c)(3). But once a church gets the 501(c)(3), well, then they've opted in to government regulation, basically. Well, now you can't say from the pastor can't say from the pulpit, hey, you should vote for so-and-so. They can't take like political positions on issues and politicians. And so their freedom of speech has been completely removed
yes.
by seeking this 501(c)(3). So, again, the free church movement is rejecting the idea of asking government permission to exist, asking government permission to have a church. And in this case, it would be asking government permission or begging for their forgiveness for doing what is part of your mission as a church, and that is helping people who are in need. It would have been very interesting had the pastor in this case just said, yeah, this is freedom of religion. If you guys want to keep being violent with us, well, we'll just go ahead and put it on the record of what you're doing. We'll show it to everybody who wants to pay attention. We'll show it to the news media. We'll put it up on our website, and then we'll see what happens. And then see what happens. See if the town backs down, or if they send in a SWAT team to raid the church and arrest people, or if they try tax sailing the church behind the scenes to sell the property to the highest bidder to pay off the fines. Whatever they would do, it would be violent and it would be terrible, but at the very least, the church would still have its dignity intact. 855 450 free. Hour 2 is coming up, Christmas Day edition.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.